Hi there. The word for you today is when someone stumbles, help them. In Galatians 6 verse 1, Paul writes, "Restore such a one in a spirit of gentleness." What is the spirit in which we are to restore someone? Let me spell it out to you. It's threefold. Number one, the spirit of gentleness. If anyone is caught in any trespass, writes Paul, you who are spiritual, restore such a one in a spirit of gentleness. More than likely, the person is already hurting and as fragile as glass. Condemnation will only worsen their plight. Understanding and acceptance, not agreement, are what's called for here. Number two, the spirit of humility. Paul cautions each one looking to himself so that you too will not be tempted. Let's face it, we're all cut from the same bolt of cloth, aren't we? We're all capable of blowing it. Remember, Peter said to Christ in Matthew 26:33, "Lord, others may deny you, but not me." And he meant it. He didn't believe it could happen to him. We must be careful about our own lives, examining ourselves, knowing that we too are vulnerable to all types of temptation and sin. And number three, the spirit of love and empathy. Paul writes in Galatians 6 verse 2, "Bear one another's burdens, thereby fulfill the law of Christ." In this scripture, the word burden means a heavy load. It means being willing to walk with them, weep with them, and work with them until they've been fully restored. You know, if the hurting cannot find grace, love, and healing in the family of God, I'd like to ask, where on earth can they go to find it? Dr. Charles Stanley writes, and I quote, "It should be clear from the scriptures that we have a responsibility to restore a fallen brother or sister. It should also be clear that this sensitive, delicate issue must be handled with great care, lest we damage our witness to an unbelieving world."